Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Being back with you again. You're listening to Being American by Design, and we are live streaming on a couple of sources, but it's neither here nor there. We are doing tonight. Last night we had a storm, and it was pretty nasty. I mean, I went outside. I was like Dorothy. I mean, I'm like Dorothy running in a tornado. And a bundle of chicken just popped that trap door so the weasels couldn't get in there. But it was pretty nasty out here last night. I know there's a lot of Texas, my friend from Texas, and the northern states are having a problem with flooding and everything else. Hey, you're listening to America, I know it's been fish, and in the 130th week, we did, well, actually, it's that, so my show, I used to do it too. Newman had it to National Day, murders, and 11 rapes will be in the name of America, I guess. The number 1908. If you wish to call, we're sponsored by Truthful American Patriot Network with our fine ladies over there. That actually, you know, helped the show tonight. It's private. And what I wanted to do is just show you, you know, similarities between the millennials that cry foul on everything and are so satisfied by their educators and the diversity and all this other kind of, and go on to the I wouldn't call them old people, just elderly people that I think should know better, that just want to sit there and pout because their favorite candidate doesn't win. Their favorite candidate is, and please, me, and reach me at bingfisher@gmail.com. That's FICHTR @gmail.com. You can also reach me at Trad Americans Twitter. We have a Facebook site. And that would be Trishul Commitment. That's one of American Design is the other one. I've been busy lately, real busy on trying to get the website, and I kind of got to the point where I feel lonely in there. I'm the only one that can see anything that goes on there, sitting there and letting some people in. And site and tell me, you know, what they think. Right, I need to get like the activity feeds and some of the stuff. So it is a Facebook type site. It's a little light site. It doesn't actually mimic, but it's got news on the front page and so on. So I'm trying to get that going, and you know, I just got other stuff, and of course, you know, we got a farm here, so we got things going on. You know, my personal life, and you know, so on. My stepson, or you know, my stepson just got married today, so that was a big deal. And it's, you know, we got the garden out. Some of the garden, we got still more of the garden out. My AC went out, so it's like I know. I mean, everything is a challenge in life. Everything is a challenge in life, and you just get through it. But you are listening to, my name is Ben Fisher, and I've been doing this for, I don't know, maybe 6 years. I haven't kept track. It's like, it's all blurry and really. The number is 5-3-3-9-0-8. I really wish if you're one of the millennials out there, I'd like to for you to call me and tell me why. And if you're one of the people out there that on the Never Trump, the pound hashtag Never Trump bandwagon, that will not vote for Trump during the election, if you nomination, I don't think he will. I think that they will put a stop to it. You know, they just let win. But if he does win and you're one of those Never Trump people, I want you to call me too. I want to really talk, just say, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not a Trump supporter. Believe me, I'm not a Trump supporter. I vote for Trump because I want to dismantle the GOPE. Okay? That's the reason I voted for Trump. But if you want to call me on this, I'd like to hear from you. How do you feel about Fioroni on Cruz's head? I mean, is this like a desperation call? Is this the last act of defense? Is this like the captain of the Titanic promoting a mate to take the helm? I mean, what's going on here? You know, I mean, I'm trying to figure this out too. I'm trying to figure that out too. So give me a call, because it's going to be a clever show. It's going to be a weird show, actually. But I'm trying to figure out a couple things, not just with the elections. It's with personal relationships between people. People have gotten really nasty about how they treat other people. It's all according to how candidate they support. It's all more than that. It's not supposed to be. Your personal relationships are with people that are friends of yours, that you think are friends of yours. And because somebody that's than you or different than your candidate, all of a sudden you just blow up on them. And it's my way to the highway, you know, posting Twitter feeds and so on. That way. Why is it that way? Hillary Clinton is going to be nominee on the Democratic side. So are you going to take care of Hillary? Who's going to be Hillary? Ted Cruz? Nah. Ted Cruz will hit a fastball down the lane and knocked out every time by Hillary. Carly ain't going to help Ted Cruz. So I'm looking at this earlier today, and I'm going, this is a desperation attempt. And now, look, there's people out there that are going, I can't believe you're saying this. I can't believe you did it. You know, then unfriend me. Just get me off your wall. Get me off every aspect of your life. Just get me off, because I don't care. I really y'all think that I might care? I don't. And that's my rant. I really don't give a rat ass or not. You don't have to like me to support. I don't like a president to support a president. But you all think that I need to love somebody. No, I don't need to. If you feel this, if you feel this strongly about your candidate, my candidate's choice, then unfriend me. Turn the dial off. Turn this off. I care less. Really could. And I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I'm just saying I could care less. But had it with all this childish, all childish. I don't even eat my breakfast. My nose and mouth and, you know, it's a kid. How many grandkids? And none of them acted like some of you people acting out there right now during the primaries and the general. We all sit out. I can't believe it. From the older people to the younger people. I can understand the younger people's point because they've been locked into this socialist mindset. The older people can't understand. They're getting it out. Look, I'll get to it after the break, but if you want to call me, give me a call, 657. impact to the campus? What's the potential impact to the campus? What is the hate symbolism? So we're raising these people, raising people, and to be so managed that they got to have microaggression against me. You're being microaggressed. Come on, people. It is fine. To 45 minutes for the decision to remove the display as the school worked to investigate who had placed the nooses there. And the deepest concern is hurt for university communities to alleviate crazy as the guy that reported this. Absurd. That's crazy. Drives me to the wall. I'm not going to want to just. Yeah, I need to talk more. I'm rubbing my fingers down. I'm trying to do something here, but it ain't working. Can you hear that? I want to get a chalkboard. About 1/3 of 1% of people in this country that identify themselves as the LGBT crowd, they want us in four steps off our throats. The rest of the 99.7 people in this country don't agree with their values. They force their values on us. They found the rope hanging out of the tree. That is literally a rope. I don't care what shit it's fashioned into. You can use this oil to manage everything. And if you're older, you remember that. A noose is metric. Many white got hung by noose that were horse thieves. Of course, there are many people hung by noose too. But it's not the noose that's the path. That's what it is with these little things that they fight everything to do. If it looks bad, it's got to be bad. Okay? It's the same thing like with cigarettes. Cigarettes look bad, so it's got to be bad. Same thing. The salt rolls, which are chaos, which are total, but it looks bad. It's black, it's got fast pressure in the front. Oh, you got a bayonet there? We can have that. It looks bad. It's evil. It's got look, you know. It's a system to be as a campus community. While we support the freedom of expression, no, you don't, because your rules, the 4th is freedom of expression. As a matter of fact, you negate it because it doesn't agree with your of expression. Our campus will have our symbols that have very specific and negative meanings to everyone. Especially, is that what you're saying? No, it would have been. They would have stood him down. So the guy is a frick liar and he's a lunatic. So is the whole university is the whole university. If I can't look up how much money the Tennessee State is giving Austin, great, but I cut every bit off because these people are fringe. They are very fringe and off the deep end. But, anyways, I want to look at the C's. Everything freaks them. Everything bugs them. Disturbs. Can't go by a day without being offended by something. Somebody. Just can't.
Hey, liberal. Don't try rooting for your own country for change.
Is being written on a look at the listening. Bill Superstar is described. He's like, he's the tree tonight. One day he's going to discuss this. So what you just say, Helen, is all designed to build you until you the bottom line of my room. July God, while
welcome back to American by Design. The number here is 657-381-9908. If you wish to give me a call, my name is Hank Fisher, and I've been doing this for a little while. I'm a little novice, still learning, and that's the way it goes. I wanted to thank a couple people in the chat and Traditional American Patriot Network for helping us on doing the show. I'm trying to get my brother some reason on what it is. We all know the universities are, you know, basically deluged with liberal professors and so on, and diversity units, and, you know, the safe zones and all this kind of crap that they got on universities now. That people pay good money for this. They pay good money for this. I mean, $60,000 to $70,000 a year. I mean, for tuition and books and everything else, to have some liberal teach you how to run your life, you know, to teach you how to run your life when, like, they, like, you can't figure it out yourself. You can't figure out how to run your own freaking life yourself. But there's new buzz around, and, you know, the Never Trump, Never Cruise people, whatever, you know, on either side goes both ways. I don't care who you vote for. You know, I don't care who you voted for. You're, you know, people that listen to my show and so on, they know that I'm pretty open to a lot of different things. I understand things and so on. I've been involved in a lot of different political races and so on. I'm not going to chastise you. I'm not going to act like a baby. And this is the second part of my show here. Is acting like complete babies. It's not on me if you sit it out, because the people that sat out the election last time, 3.5 years ago, were the same people that couldn't vote for Mitt Romney. So you elected Obama for another 4 years. Thank you very much, okay? And I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I don't know what's going to happen yet. Nobody knows. These people that have started up these groups and so on have got the people on board and everything. As a matter of fact, I tell you what, go out and vote for Hillary. Because if that's what you feel in your heart, then go out and vote for Hillary. Because it looks to me like Donald Trump probably will get the nomination. What it looks like. So if that's the way you want it, then stay at home. But the onus is going to be on you. It ain't going to be on me, because I'm going to go vote against that. I had to deal with some dude on Twitter today or something that was giving me bullshit. And I'm like, you know, dude, they don't even know me, and they're giving me stuff about it. It was on one of the papers that I put out that's automatically generated from aggregate sources. And I'm going, what are you talking about, dude? What are you talking about? It's not like a paper that is just that I just write, and I write every freaking article in that paper. No, it's generated. I've been totally lost. People just can't anymore. They can't. I don't know what's up with that. I don't. Part of the society just moved on. Got many people too much stuff in their lives going on. I really don't know who you vote for. I really don't. I'm going to tell you, you're not asking, and I don't care how. I understand the morality concept. I understand everything else. You know, I also look and go and let prove to early. Mate, you know, while this is desperation here, because she didn't get hard anything in vote, you know, I'm trying to figure this out in my own mind as well. I know a lot of you people listen to her crusaders. thank God, you know, I don't have a problem with y'all. I can relate to y'all. I can understand y'all. We have the wonder. Now I'm going back and forth. You're saying just, no, I will not do it. That's the same thing that got us Obama, the same thing that got us the first time, the same thing that got us Obama the second time. And if it happens again, it will be the same thing that gets us Hillary Clinton. Which is a repeat of Obama. And with her, she's on the bottom of the bucket list, in my opinion, when it comes to candidates. Work together on coalition, whatever candidate it is that they pick. And have people to think, well, it's because, like, no, not people like me. Okay? It's older people who told me this. Not people like me. It's people like you that are 70 and 60 something that have voted Republican your whole life because you voted Republican, whatever it is. And you voted for all these people that came up ranks and you know, lavish houses and a lot of money and just need to get reelected every year. Every single year out of these people when they come up for election. Out of this mentality, this is the last election I think we got to win. Somehow, we can have a third party. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, think about it. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Think about it because it means a lot. I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I've been praying about it and everything else. But I'm just saying, don't be a weenie. Okay. This never cruise bandwagon, never Trump bandwagon, but it sensibly say, look, we've got some serious, serious crap to go on that's going on in this country. And we've got to get away from Clinton regime the dynasty. And we've got to get away from Barack Obama. If it's Cruz, it's Cruz. But anything better. Hell, Stalin would be better than Hillary. Just saying. We're back to the segment, and this would be pretty good. But I'm listening to my design. And when I said, if you wanted to friend me, you could friend me. Don't care.
Locked it up. For information on firearms,
Progon via PSA with the song right after it. Amber 657-383-1908. And I want to go back on talking about right before, on the last break there is that or before the last break is it? I understand, you know, I understand morality, I understand the confusion, I understand the hatred and all that. I'm just saying that at the end of the day, everybody needs to be because we've got to deal with it. We can't have history in this country a little bit better than what it is. And the thing that Hillary is espousing, burn, all the social creep out there. But I can't believe the kids that fall, but in a way I can. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to get there is food, free stuff. The government, what's in it? What do you get out of the government? What do you get out of the government is nothing. You're supposed to get out of the government is nothing. Okay? People do a lot of this stuff, do anything. And, you know, it gets back to just here. So we need to collect. And I don't know what's going to happen with the convention. I think it's going to be a mess, but it's just me. Something's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen?
Every time I see this, like,
it was much regular.
Pretty much religiously, as a middle, but these are dignified deaths, and maybe some of these are dignified in a way. But let me just one: a 69-year-old man was killed on March 17th while waiting for emergency care at Vidant. Previously, or had been seriously injured in an earlier accident, and was in waiting. And a 59-year-old crashed through hospital doors, fatally struck. I mean, to laugh about that's pretty sad. There, the next one here, I think it's the next one. A 55-year-old man was killed in Memphis on March 23rd when a 15-foot trailer was crashed into him. Sidewalk. The deceased victim was a it's pornography on his phone as he walked. So the dude was watching porn. He did not see this 15-foot trailer come crashing to him. So I don't know at what point he was the porn video, but that's our segment for right now this week. I've got more of this, like, this crazy stuff. Austin Peay is in Tennessee, in Clarksville, and some, a lot of the other colleges across this country. I mean, pretty much, you name one, it's liberal, okay? And there's just a few that are not, but, you know, look at where your child is going and what they're studying. Keep up with it. And if suicidal in a noose on a piece of cardio, it's going to freak them out and keep them awake at night, and just they're going to lose it and boost it. Then you don't need to be in the same school that your daughter or your son is at, okay? They just don't need to be there. And we're going to listen to too much, and out of that, I want to, as far as people never heard this, never that, or whatever, don't get nailed into that. Look, there's still a long time to go, still a lot of things can happen, so don't get nailed in these groups that want to get you, you know, to sit there and vote a certain way, or not vote, because not voting is putting the nail in the coffin. Is actually helping out the candidate that you don't want, time and time again. And I'm saying, we want Hillary. I don't care who else it is at this point in time, because we can't change the GOP in midstream at this point. And I don't think John Trump is going to get the nomination. That's just my. I think they're going to change the rules at the last minute like they always do, and something else is going to happen because they hate. You got Boehner calling Cruz Satan, or, you know, Lucifer in the flesh, and you know, they hate all of them, but they love themselves. because he's a very good artist. And he's a great guy. You can catch him on Facebook. It's just on America by Design. Thank you for listening. God bless. God bless America. Hopefully. Please, Jesus, God bless America. I'm